Oliver, you can't be here.
We're not dating.
What do you want?
To talk.
Fine, you can come into the hall. That's enough. You are lucky your dad got that new truck this winter. There's no way you would be staying here if you were stuck.
Peter, why didn't you break up with me?
Because you refused to understand my family.
I never once asked you to introduce me as your boyfriend.
But you wished I would. You really, really wished I would.
Who wouldn't?
You just don't get it.
Then explain it. I gave you everything. And still, you're ashamed of me. Of the fact that we're gay. You could never tell them, and it hurt to be your dirty little secret.
What are you talking about? They know that I'm gay.
What?
I didn't introduce you because you don't understand the real world.
Sorry?
Okay, look at my family, all right? Just look at them. We work hard, okay? Every day we know the true meaning and value of hard work, and then there's you. You complain about having to do some boring paintings a 5-year-old could do just to make rent. All you wanted to do was paint for yourself and be an artist. But that isn't the world. That's not the world. So yeah, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed to even introduce you as my boyfriend.
It's funny.
What is?
This whole time I thought you were scared of telling them you were gay, but that you loved me. This whole time we were together, all those years, you only saw me as a money ticket.
Wait a second now. Wait.
It's true. All that 5-year-old art. Paid for you to have a roof over your head, to have food, to go out while I was working to meet a deadline. You never loved me. And you never respected me.
So what, are you calling me lazy?
Doesn't matter. You don't love me. You never did. And I don't need you anymore.
What are you...
Shut up, Peter. I need to follow my heart. And right now, my heart is telling me I need to be with someone who can love all of me. Goodbye, Peter.
What just happened?
Hello? Mom? Mom? Mom, slow down. What happened?